when you were drafted, you first went into the infantry?
Yes, yes, yes. I was drafted. I went right in. I went in the 26th Division, Yankee Division, 104th Infantry Division, 104th, 26th.
Holy cow! If you had stayed with them, you would have been on D-Day.
That's right.
And they got
wiped out, probably. Yeah. It was a good move, I'll tell you. I had to get out.
So you went into the 26th Infantry Division.
I went into the YD, Yankee Division. Uh-huh. 26th Division, I think it was 104th Infantry Battalion or something like that. I just vaguely remember the number.
What made you want to get out of the infantry?
I didn't like the idea of living in the mud and stuff like that. When I saw these guys flying over, I said that was glamorous, you know. I could just see you swooping in there and blowing something up and get out. And I understand, I used to hear people say, well, you want 3 good square meals a day and a bed, go either in the Air Force or the Navy. So I said, I got to get out of here. I'm lying out there in the mud and walking all over the place. But I think the basic thing, I wanted to get out of hiking. I said, this stuff is for the birds. I never liked camping out. You know, some kids love to camp out, not me. They don't have a camp or a tent in the world I want to sleep in. And especially when I was in Germany on that forced march thing. Gee, I mean, you know, I stayed there. I guess we marched for, I forget the number of days. I don't pay much attention to time.
Was it 80 days?
80 days or something like that, 600 and some miles. And I had diarrhea for 2 or 3 weeks, and it was freezing out, and I wore the 3 or 4 pair of pants and this and that. I said, this is crazy. I'm in the wrong outfit. I was in the Air Force. And I said, I wanted to get away from this stuff. And here I am right in the middle of it. What a mess. But I survived. That was good. Lost 55 pounds. It was the best diet I was ever on because I didn't have anything to eat. And it was kind of scary at times, but it was pretty good. And if you had a lot of guys with you, you didn't mind it too much, you know. That misery loves company is very true. In fact, one of my buddies, you know, I contacted people. I got a book, uh-huh. This prisoner of war stuff.
Yes.
I saw a guy I hadn't seen in 50 years. He died last week from Connecticut.
Oh, no, last week?
Nice guy. He was one of my partners when we walked. The first night, we walked out from the camp, maybe 10 or 15 miles, and we went to a barn. They spent every night in a different barn, you know? So we got into this barn, and they had, not knowing anything about a farm anyway, we were looking for some place where there was straw to lie on, so we got in a corner. This other guy, myself, I said, this is a great place. Well, what happened? They had a big storm at night, snow, rain, everything, big hole in the top, the only place. So we used to go in and look up instead of down. Oh, we had funny experiences on a barn. Geez, one night we were there, and this guy says, we hadn't had any food for a while. He says, you know, tonight we're going to have chicken. I said, you must be out of your mind. And he was a farm boy from Iowa. And his old chicken walked by the door. He grabbed that chicken like that. And these farm kids, you know, they'd snap his neck like it was nothing. We got the chicken. I said, well, how are you going to cook it? Don't worry, we'll cook it. They had these big cauldrons. And they had pig potatoes they put in there. And this crazy chicken, the legs were sticking out. And the farmer comes by, and he says, there's chicken in there. They said, gonna shoot all of you guys right now. Line you up against a wall. So one of the guys said, don't be hasty, you know. And fortunately, we had Red Cross parcels. And in the Red Cross parcel, we had Nescafe coffee. And the guy says, how would you like a little good old American coffee? And the guy says, okay. We ate like pigs that one night. Just because of that chicken.
One chicken?
Yeah, that chicken, that was, boy, he did a job on that chicken. That poor was scrawny, it was a scrawny chicken, too. And then we had, one night we ate a dog. We had a, the poor dog was nothing but bones. Then they had another, a lamb one night, and the poor lamb, we watched them take the strip, the whole thing on the thing, and it came out to be dirty soup. It was tough, but we had some interesting times.